Kia ora, my name is Nick Lowe. I am the program director of the Word Christchurch Festival, which means my job is to choose what goes in the festival, figure out the books, the authors, the speakers, the storytellers, the performers, who we want to put on our stages each year. And fairly new in the job. Last year was my first year, which, you know, COVID was a pretty, a baptism by fire, shall we say. I was sharing the role with Rachel King last year, though, so I got to learn from the best in the business. But this year flying solo as the director, and here we are, 2022.
So you've just launched this year's festival, which is from the 31st of August to the 4th of September this year. I know it must be very hard to choose a favourite, but what are you really excited about at this year's festival?
There was an event that was in last year's program that we had to postpone. And, you know, when you've worked on something for a long time and you put a lot of effort into it and then it doesn't happen, you get left with this real longing to actually see all that hard work pay off. And so I think one of the things I'm most excited about with this festival is Te Piki o Tāwhaki. It's a takeover, if I can use that word, of Tūranga, which is our favourite venue in the whole city. We love the library, we love the people who work there, and we love the space. But one of the things that really sets Tūranga apart is that it has cultural narratives woven into the building itself, and one of those narratives is Tāwhaki. So if any of you out there have been to Tūranga, you will know that when you first walk up the stairs, there's a pō, which is a representation of Tāwhaki right there on the staircase. It's an incredible carving by Fane Robinson, and Tāwhaki is a figure of an ancient story. And so what we're actually going to do is we're going to close off the library to the general public. We're going to turn that central atrium, that spectacular set of Harry Potter staircases, into a theatre, and we're going to present the story of Tāwhaki. It's a 100% Ngāi Tahu creative team. We're telling a 100% Ngāi Tahu version of the story. It comes from Murihiku, where my ancestors are from. And we know for a fact the story is well over 1,000 years old. Versions of it are told across the Pacific. So to bring that to life, with Juanita Hepi as the artistic director, Joseph Hullin advising on the story, Corbin Te Aika as our narrator, and Ariana Tikau as our kaitaonga puoro, it's an amazing team to bring it to life. So very excited about that.
I'm also very excited about that, because I really wanted to go to it last year and didn't get to, unfortunately. So that's definitely on my list of things to see at this festival. I wondered if somebody out there hasn't been to a literary event before or a literary festival and they think maybe it's not for them, what would you say to convince them to give it a go?
Well, I would say if you've never been to a literary festival, then fear not, because, you know, we call ourselves Word for a reason. We're into words in all their forms, and what that basically means is that we're a festival of storytelling. And stories come in every different form you can imagine. Now, if you haven't been to a literary festival, maybe you don't even read books, but you probably watch TV, you might watch Netflix, you might watch movies, and there's a really good point of entry. So, you know, one of the writers who we've got coming is Leanne Moriarty. Now, she has sold tens of millions of books, and her novels have been made into TV series. You've probably seen her work on TV. And the exciting thing about a festival like ours is anything that you've seen and loved and you've been curious about, you know, where did those ideas come from? Who is the person behind this? Well, we give you access to those people. You get to hear them talk about the stories, talk about why they did what they did, really bringing that to life. You know, another example there is we've got David Mitchell, and he wrote the new Matrix Resurrections film. He also is a writer for Sense8. He's also an incredible novelist, but, you know, a really gifted storyteller. So, you know, even if, you know, books and literature are not your jam, there's plenty of ways in.
I think that's very convincing. Is there anything else you want people to know about this year's festival?
Yeah, as well as people, I guess, discussing their work, discussing their books, really getting deep into the ideas, we've also got a lot of celebration. We've got a lot of music, performance, poetry. So I'm super excited that we're going to be celebrating the life of Kerry Hume, the great Ngāi Tahu writer, the author of The Bone People, Been working with her whānau to put on a celebration of her life, which is kind of whiskey and guitars and storytelling. Like, Kitty was very down to earth. She didn't have airs and graces, and so we're going to do a celebration of her that is in that, very much in that style. We've got poetry and performance in the form of gigs like Confluence. So this is an amazing collaboration between Māori and Pacifica writers, poets, and musicians. So some incredible singers, some incredible songwriters, also some wonderful performance poets doing their thing. Celebratory events like that right throughout the festival, bringing life, energy, colour, movement, ideas, conversations into the heart of Ōtautahi. So, you know, if you're into any of those things, I would super recommend you jump on the website and check out wordchristchurch.co.nz.